Unit 17.
Short Conversations. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. Thank you very much, sir.
No need to sir me, Miss Jackson. Just call me Fred.
What does he mean?
2. How much salary do you expect?
I leave that to you, sir.
She didn't answer the question, did she?
3. Are you going to the skating party?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world.
What does he mean?
4. Do you want low heels or high heels?
Low heels are more comfortable, but I think I should wear high heels with my blue dress.
What was her decision? 5. What would you like to eat?
I'm on a diet. I think I'll just have a bowl of soup and some crackers.
Why does she eat so little? 6. Can you forget about that coat for a while?
I haven't had anything new for months. I'm ashamed to meet Mary Smith on the street. She always has something new, and her husband doesn't make any more money than you do.
What does the woman want to have?
7. How is the class going, Ted? Are you learning to swim well?
Slowly but surely.
What does Ted mean?
8. Let's stop here to eat. The menu looks good to me.
Fine. Any place has to have better food than the student cafeteria.
What does the woman mean?
9. Do you know Susan Fleming?
The name rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
What do we learn from the conversation?
10. Will Professor Benson ask you to make up your physics exam?
I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
What is the woman planning to do?
11. Bob, can you tell me John's phone number?
Well, it's just at the tip of my tongue, but I'm afraid I don't know.
What does Bob mean? 12. How did Rosa do on her English exam?
She passed with flying colors.
What does the man say about Rosa? 13. The novel I have read comes to over 1,000 pages.
My goodness.
What does the man think about the novel? 14. Everyone should do his bit for the dinner party. Would you make the salad?
Anything but that.
What does the man mean?
15. I'm expecting to go abroad shortly. Of course, I am very anxious to learn enough English to get along with.
It's awful to visit a foreign country without being able to use the language. Half of the pleasures would be gone if one had to live like a deaf mute.
What subject are they talking about? 16. I had no idea there were so many preparations to make for Christmas.
Yes, Mother began shopping for Christmas long before December arrived.
When did Mother start to prepare for Christmas? 17. I'm coming to my destination. You are stopping over at Honolulu, aren't you?
Yes, I expect to. Only a day, though.
Where do you think the conversation most likely took place? 18. Is your baggage only these two bags?
That's right.
Have you anything to declare?
Who is the man? 19. Where is the Golden Gate?
It's a narrow strait, 1 mile wide, connecting the bay with the ocean.
I've seen photographs of the graceful bridge across the Golden Gate.
What city are they talking about? 20. According to the ads in the morning paper, you have an apartment for rent.
Yes, we have. It's on the fourth floor. Would you like to see it?
What does the man want?
Passage. A brush with death can actually improve a person's outlook on life. That, at least, was one of the major findings of a study of some 200 people who came close to dying. Some had come through heart attack. Some had fallen, come close to drowning, or survived a terrible car wreck. Yet despite the variety of circumstances, they reported strikingly similar reactions to their experiences. Perhaps most surprisingly, many said they were less frightened of death now than they were before. Like most people, before their near-death incidents, many had thought death would be painful, the ultimate horror, but they did not find it was. Surviving a near-fatal experience also gave many people a sense of invulnerability that made them feel special and even religious. Several believed they had been saved because they were to fulfill some special mission in the remainder of their lives. Perhaps not so surprisingly, these survivors also reported an increased zest for life and a determination to enjoy life more. A few of the survivors did report negative reactions to their experience. A dozen said they felt more vulnerable, and some even felt a sense of helplessness and a loss of control over their lives. Some had become phobic about activities associated with the accident. For example, several said that they could no longer swim for fear of drowning. Yet most of those interviewees said they came away with a strong sense of renewal or rebirth. In studying their reactions, researchers have concluded that these people have come to understand the relationship of life and death better and more intimately than most of us. They have come to understand how life is actually defined by death. Life is given meaning by the fact that it will end someday. Questions. 1. What have you learned about the effects of near-death experiences on the survivors? 2. Some people feel phobic after they've brushed with death. How do they feel exactly? 3. Which of the titles below best express the idea of this passage? 4. What is the positive effect of near-death experience? 5. Which effect of the near-death experience was the one that people had seldom expected?
Story 1. A woman went on holiday by herself, leaving her husband to look after the house. She telephoned him on the third day of her holiday. "Hello, dear. Is everything all right?" "Yes, okay," said her husband. "Except that the cat is dead." "What? The cat is dead?" "Oh, darling, I loved that cat," said the wife. "Why didn't you try to tell me the news more gently?" "What do you mean?" asked the husband. "Well," said the wife, in tears, "you should have said that the cat is on the roof." "But it isn't on the roof," said the husband. "It is dead." I know, said the wife. Then the next time I rang, you could say that you had to call the fire brigade. You could say that the cat was suffering from shock, and you had to take it to the vet. You could say that the vet did his best, but it was no good, and he had to put the cat to sleep. You could say it like that to make it easier for me.
I see, said the husband.
Anyway, it's too late now, said the wife. By the way, how's my mother?
Your mother? Oh, she's on the roof.
Story 2.
The last day of a criminal condemned to death came. He was awakened and asked what he would like to have for breakfast. He was told he could have anything he liked. Well, said he, I think I should like to have some peaches. You know it's winter now, and there are no peaches.
Never mind, said the criminal. I can wait.